Where I was working, these were buildings that were outside the monastic precinct proper. They were not part of the church or the claustral buildings where the monks lived. They were the areas where there were workshops and kitchens and dovecots, that sort of thing, which they were the sort of the areas where there would be much more sort of workaday activities, because the monastery was, it was a place of worship, but it was a place where people earned their living, farming, producing produce for the monastery, and presumably also for the local community. We did find evidence that there was smithing, blacksmithing, that sort of thing going on. There were hearths there, which didn't look like cooking hearths. There was a trackway that ran, a metal roadway that ran down towards the river. That was sort of down the side of where the gym was now. We think it was probably heading towards the mill, because we know that the priory had a mill, and that there would have been a mill down by the river where, in more recent times, in the 19th century, there was a mill. And underneath the gym, I think the previous excavations, they found that was where the dovecot was, and again a range of buildings there. I think that was also one of them was possibly a kitchen. That would have been where things like the bread would have been baked. The beer would have been brewed, probably, because that was a very important part of the medieval diet, even in a monastery, because of course beer was much safer to drink than water, having been boiled beforehand. If you imagine to the west of the west front of the church, there would have been a series of open courtyards, cobbled courtyards. The buildings would have been fairly ramshackled, not as impressive and well built as the church, possibly largely timber, possibly thatched or possibly tiled roofs. If you were heading from Bedford towards Newnham, you would come to ranges of buildings. You'd have perhaps passed through into a courtyard and then perhaps into another courtyard. Presumably, different people would have been allowed into different areas at different times. So there would have been quite a lot there.